From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. When Joe Henry sets out to produce an album, and he's produced dozens, everyone from the great soul singers Solomon Burke and Betty LaVette to the actor and blues singer Hugh Laurie, he says he's looking for a point of view.
You know, I just want to be seduced. I love a song. I'm particularly attracted to the human voice, and song is Trump, so that's always the starting point for me.
Now Joe Henry is out with a new solo album of his own, his 12th, which he also produced. It's titled Reverie. He recorded it in his basement studio in South Pasadena and says he knew he wanted a sound that was raw and raucous and messy.
Gather wood against the weather, pile up stones against the sky. String our bulbs like pearls between us and the heaven's blackest eye.
There's a sort of a smeared lipstick kind of beauty to it. I hope so. But I think it is sort of disjointed and fragmented and deliberately so.
And why deliberately? Why do you like it raucous and messy?
Well, if you haven't noticed, Ms. Block, that's what life is like. And I was trying to embrace the chaos rather than pretend it wasn't happening.
It's interesting because if you listen closely, especially on headphones, you hear traffic in the background. It's not a pristine recording environment. You hear all sorts of stuff going on. There's even one point when you hear, I guess it's somebody whistling for her dog or maybe a kid.
It's my neighbor calling her dog. I left all the windows open, and not only that, we put microphones at all the windows. There are quite a few dogs, actually, not just one dog. There are birds, there are sirens, there are many cars and trucks.
How do you like your blue-eyed boy?
It just occurred to me when I was writing songs one day that there's no such thing as silence. And when you're working on a song, invariably, someone rings the bell, someone walks through the room, the song might recede into the fabric of life happening around it, but it doesn't fade to black politely. So I decided to emphasize that fact because I think it's real. I don't think any real music, I don't think any real living happens in a vacuum.
How do you like your blue-eyed boy? Horses have all won. Now the revel hang for fun. The moon has hopped its fence and run. How do you like your boy?
I'd like to hear you talk about the song Room at Arl, which is a song that you wrote for Vic Chestnut, a singer who was a paraplegic. He died in 2009, apparently a suicide, died of a drug overdose.
Yes. He was a great friend of mine, and I have always been a great admirer of his songwriting. I think he was fantastic and a really, really underrated singer. You know, I loved everything about what he was doing and the way that he confronted the most euphoric and the most demanding and difficult parts of his humanity. I think he was a rare bird in that way. And after he took his life, and I'm pretty certain that he did, I found myself writing about him because that's the way I process things. I was writing with him in mind out of my own need to answer my grief at his passing with some forward motion.
Just behind that wall, I think she pulls her stockings on. A creaking floor speaks through the door of one foot, then the other. The curtains wave a flag to say this afternoon is done. And giving in to evening, who will beat him like a brother? Giving in to evening, who will beat him like a brother?
You imagine at the very beginning of the song a woman whom you don't see behind the wall.
Right. It starts off by hearing a creak of the floor on the other side of the wall and imagining that a woman is pulling stockings on, which I also think is a very human impulse, you know, to make something romantic as we need to out of the smallest scrap available. I guess my sensation was that in this moment, this frail person who feels very alone starts imagining the expanse of the world outside of his small little encampment.
Crows and then another crow beside me in a tree, like black shoes in a dusty row, trailing after me.
I titled it Room at Arles after the Van Gogh painting of the same title, and I'm reluctant to say that what I'm doing is drawing a parallel between two troubled but brilliant artists. But what it got me thinking of was, if you've seen the painting by Van Gogh of his very humble bedroom, he's not in it, but his painting of his room is as much a self-portrait as anything he ever did, I think. I mean, you know so much about him from looking at this small space. And in a very real way, I started to think that all of Vic's songs were rooms that he constructed and then walked out of. And they're still here in front of us. He's absent, but we still see him and feel him in these rooms that he left behind.
I have left the table now, and this is just to say, every song I ever sung has been a song for going. Every song I've ever sung has been a song for going.
I've been talking with Joe Henry. His new album is titled Reverie. Joe, thanks so much.
Melissa, thank you.